The Alien Mind. Inert within the depths of his theta chamber, he heard the faint tone and then the syntho voice. 5 minutes. Okay, he said, and struggled out of his deep sleep. He had 5 minutes to adjust the course of his ship. Something had gone wrong with the auto control system. An error on his part? Not likely. He never made errors. Jason Bedford make errors? Hardly. As he made his way unsteadily to the control module, he saw that Norman, who had been sent with him to amuse him, was also awake. The cat floated slowly in circles, batting at a pen that somehow had gotten loose. Strange, Bedford thought. I thought you were unconscious with me. He examined the readout of the ship's course. Impossible. A fifth parsec off in the direction of Sirius. It would add a week to his journey. With grim precision, he reset the controls, then sent out an alert signal to Mechnos 3, his destination.
Troubles?
The Mechnosian operator answered. The voice was dry and cold, the calculating monotone of something that always made Bedford think of snakes. He explained his situation.
We need the vaccine, the Mechnosian said. Try to stay on course.
Norman the cat floated majestically by the control module, reached out a paw, and jabbed at random. Two activated buttons sounded faint bleeps, and the ship altered course.
So you did it, Bedford said. You humiliated me in the eyes of an alien. You have reduced me to idiocy vis-a-vis the alien mind.
He grabbed the cat and squeezed.
What's that strange sound? The Mechnosian operator asked. A kind of lament.
Bedford said quietly, There's nothing left to lament. Forget you heard it. He shut off the radio, carried the cat's body to the trash sphincter, and ejected it. A moment later, he had returned to his theta chamber and once more dozed. This time, there would be no tampering with his controls. He dozed in peace. When his ship docked at Mechnos 3, the senior member of the alien medical team greeted him with an odd request.
We would like to see your pet.
I have no pet, Bedford said. Certainly it was true.
According to the manifest filed with us in advance.
It's really none of your business, Bedford said. You have your vaccine. I'll be taking off. The Mechnosian said,
The safety of any life form is our business. We will inspect your ship.
For a cat that doesn't exist, Bedford said. Their search proved futile. Impatiently, Bedford watched the alien creature scrutinize every storage locker and passageway of his ship. Unfortunately, the Mechnosians found 10 sacks of dry cat kibble. A lengthy discussion ensued among them, in their own language.
Do I have permission, Bedford said harshly, to return to Earth now? I'm on a tight schedule.
What the aliens were thinking and saying was of no importance to him. He wished only to return to his silent theta chamber and profound sleep.
You'll have to go through decontamination procedure A,
the senior Mechnosian medical officer said,
so that no spore or virus from...
I realize that, Bedford said. Let's get it done. Later, when decontamination had been complete, and he was back in his ship starting up the drive, his radio came on. It was one or another of the Mechnosians. To Bedford, they all looked alike.
What's the cat's name?
The Mechnosian asked. Norman, Bedford said, and jabbed the ignite switch. His ship shot upward, and he smiled. He did not smile, however, when he found the power supply to his theta chamber missing. Nor did he smile when the backup unit could also not be located.
Did I forget to bring it?
He asked himself.
No, he decided. I wouldn't do that. They took it.
2 years before he reached Terra. 2 years of full consciousness on his part, deprived of theta sleep. 2 years of sitting or floating or, as he had seen in military preparedness training holofilms, curled up in a corner, totally psychotic. He punched out a radio request to return to Mechnos 3. No response. Well, so much for that. Seated at his control module, he snapped on the little inboard computer and said, "My theta chamber won't function. It's been sabotaged. What do you suggest I do for 2 years?" "There are emergency entertaining tapes." "Right," he said. He would have remembered. "Thank you." Pressing the proper button, he caused the door of the tape compartment to slide open. No tapes. Only a cat toy, a miniature punching bag that had been included for Norman. He had never gotten around to giving it to him. Otherwise, bare shelves. The alien mind, Bedford thought. Mysterious and cruel. Setting the ship's audio recorder going, he said calmly and with as much conviction as possible, "What I will do is build my next 2 years around the daily routine. First, there are meals. I will spend as much time as possible planning, fixing, eating, and enjoying delicious repasts. During the time ahead of me, I will try out every combination of victuals possible." Unsteadily, he rose and made his way to the massive food storage locker. As he stood gazing into the tightly packed locker, tightly packed with row upon row of identical snacks, he thought, "On the other hand, there's not much you can do with a 2-year supply of cat kibble in the way of variety. Are they all the same flavor?" They were all the same flavor.